Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and we've got Coram Thompson, and we're back. We're going to talk about building like real intelligence into your applications using machine learning.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. I'm happy to be here. This is actually really, really easy to do. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to show you a modifications that I made to one of the samples that already exist using SignalR.
Okay.
And so in this case, you may have seen this as just a chat app. You can start this in Visual Studio and get going really easily. So we've all seen chat before. There's nothing really novel or interesting there. But what I wanted to do is show you how easy it is to take a simple application like that and be able to make it intelligent. Mm. And so in this case, I want to add emojis to my application. But instead of having people add them for me when they're happy or when they're sad, mm-hmm. I want to be able to use machine learning to be able to understand what they're saying, detect what their sentiment is, like how happy they are, and then add the right emoji icon when they depending on what they say.
I see. So instead of just typing and hitting enter and seeing the text, they're going to get an automatic smiley face if you think they're happy.
Yeah. So for example, this is what it ends up looking like in the application, and we've got a machine learning model that understands and has been trained on very small like tweet like things, and so it understands even slang. So you can say like
it's been trained on what's up.
Yeah, or you know, laughing out loud, or it's like. You say like a spider if you're really scared, and of course spiders are scary. So I mean this is actually pretty powerful. So if you imagine the complexity of building some cognitive learning into your application to understand the nature of language as well as the feeling behind the language, Azure Machine Learning makes this possible. But even doing that requires a little bit of knowledge about data science. And so what I'm going to show you is I'm going to show you that you can do that without any of that knowledge. Just as a developer, you can actually go to the Azure Machine Learning Gallery.
Okay.
And here you'll find a bunch of cognitive APIs. So you may have seen the Face API before. We've demoed this with websites like howold.net, mm-hmm. as well as computer vision and a few other things. What I'm going to show you is the Text Analytics API. And so what Text Analytics allows you to do is it understands and extracts key phrases, as well as predict sentiment of the user based on the text.
Oh, so if I even ran like a shopping cart, but a product review site, mm-hmm. I could flag negative reviews for whatever, or if something came back with a super, super negative one, I could sort them differently. I can use this data in the real world.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we have a lot of customers that use this API in reviews. Mm. And one of the cool parts is when you couple its key phrase extraction with sentiment, not only can we tell you which users are unhappy, we can tell you what they're unhappy about. And so you can create word clouds very easily that say like, here are the things that people are most unsatisfied with, and here are the things they're most satisfied with. And we found customers found this a very powerful tool.
Oh, wow.
In reasoning large amounts of data, that's really hard to do by hand.
I'm imagining a view comes in, I could have an emoji, but I could also boldface the key phrase automatically. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah. And so I'll show you how this works real quickly. So we have this little demo site that you can use. So we say, I love to program. And then we can just analyze that text. Okay. And so this will show both key phrase extraction. In this case, I'm talking about the program. Mm-hmm. And I have a very high sentiment. So, I love to program. So we now know for programming, this is something that I really enjoy.
So it's coming back with a number from 0 to 1, mm-hmm. where 1 is super happy and 0 is totally sad.
That's exactly right. And this is just an API that runs in the cloud. So it's a RESTful API. It's very easy to sign up for and use.
Okay.
So if you just click sign up here, it'll take you to the offer page. And I've actually already signed up for this app, this API. So let me just show you what it looks like to call it. So we saw what that app looks like. And there's different APIs about key phrase extraction things. In this case, I'm interested in sentiment.
I see. So these 5 APIs are all within the package of Text Analytics, and I can use any of them. Mm-hmm. And it looks like I've got up to 10,000 transactions. I assume I can buy this, or
yes.
Do I get some for free?
Right now, you can. It's available for free, and so you get those 10,000 transactions every month for free.
Cool.
And then we'll be having some paid tiers coming pretty soon.
Very cool.
So here in this case, I'm just going to use a sample text.
Sure.
This is a good day. So you call this API. This is just a Git call that you would make, uh-huh. and it'll return back a JSON object that contains the score.
Okay.
So really simple. It's very easy to integrate with any applications, whether it's a mobile app or website. If you're writing in JavaScript or C#, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter.
It's and then you pass your account key mm-hmm. into the header as
That's
a
right.
piece of authentication.
That's right. And so when you sign up, you'll get an account key that you can use to call the API.
Okay.
So now let me show you the changes that I made to the application. And the original the original application here, you can see with the sample that's available. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to show you what this looks like here. So this is the SignalR hub that's behind the chat application. Mm-hmm. And calling it is very, very simple. So all I have to do, I'm just going to use the basic HTTP client. Although if you prefer, this is actually an OData API. So you can use OData frameworks and libraries in order to do this as well. But all it takes is your API key with indicating JSON as the header. And now that same URL that you saw here, I'm just calling that git sentiment, mm-hmm. and I'm passing in the message as text. This is all I need to do in order to get the sentiment. And then I've just got a basic statement here to classify based on that score, that number that we talked about, mm-hmm. What is neutral, positive, or negative. And then I pass that back to the client. Now, what's cool about SignalR is that since it's a messaging library, I can do this asynchronously. So you can see I send the message here to all of the users. And then later, I do sentiment analysis. And then later, I send the sentiment. And so that's how you get this experience here, where
the text shows up and then the sentiment shows up kind of asynchronously later.
That's right. So it's really powerful and very simple to do. The only other code in this application, actually, other than what I just showed you, is this very simple JavaScript that's right here. So you can see this sentiment publish API that I showed you. All it's doing is it's just setting the the location of the image based on the sentiment. And then this is the thing that processes the message, and I show that little loading GIF. And so that's really it. So just in a few minutes, it takes you about 5 or 10 minutes to take that sample and to create this application. But this we're seeing lots of cases where you can take the applications you're already building today and make them intelligent using APIs where all the data science and all the machine learning and all that's done for you. And we've got a lot of different things to choose from. Sentiment analysis is one of those. Face API is another interesting one. But things from as advanced as computer vision to things as powerful as recommendations as well. We have a similar API that you can use to add to your website and power recommendations for users. So we'll predict.
Based on your own product catalog? Mm-hmm.
So it'll train the model. All the science is done for you. You just upload your transaction data. And then it'll train a model that you can then integrate to your website. And it'll predict which items a customer is most likely going to purchase.
I like the part where you say, all the science is done for me. That makes me very happy.
Yeah. So it's really easy to use. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to make that available to you.
And then I can take these, if I wanted to add, I could put these in event hubs. I could keep track of whether or not users are mostly happy or mostly negative. I mean, once you've got this science, you start collecting it, putting it into a dashboard, and you can get a sense of whether or not is my site a site where people are mostly negative about products or mostly positive. You can start asking the hard questions.
That's right. And we even see scenarios like what I showed you today is just like a cute way to make a chat app more interesting. Mm-hmm. But if you think of call center applications, I can now actually track the sentiment of a conversation over time. And so we have an example here where we actually graph this over time. And you can do scenarios where you can see like which employees are the best at making people happier. Or you can also see when does a conversation go from good to bad. And then you can make alerts. And so you can feed that. You can integrate sentiment analysis into Stream Analytics for these kind of scenarios and create alerts when these kind of things happen. So it's very, very powerful. And all of these different services, these advanced data analytics services, you can just piece together
plug them in.
To create these kind of scenarios to your existing applications.
I'm imagining the admin person in the up in the office. They're watching, and this is where it all went bad for you. You shouldn't have said that to this person.
That's right.
That's very cool. Well, we're learning all about sentiment analysis and machine learning here on Azure Friday.